Previously, an unnecessary side project.
Matt wanted to shoot a bug in space.
And Joe mentioned a small indie show called Star Trek.
Hi, I'm Jack Nicholson.
Hi, and I'm Morgan Freeman.
And welcome to Unnecessary Side Project. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh my goodness. We have two microphones today.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm saying we. I bought a second microphone.
You did. But this podcast will be twice as high in quality.
Yes.
Just like that sentence.
Previously, the one microphone was set up as stereo, and now we have two mics set up as mono. So really, same
stuff. We're just like the Beatles. We're experimenting with mono and stereo here.
Exactly. Supposedly, the mono records sound better.
Really?
That's what I've heard, although I don't know.
Did the person who told you this have one ear?
May have. Turn on the counter. This is the second podcast in a row where I've had to tell you to do
that. I literally have one job.
Yeah, you
aside from talking, and I can't do it.
You blow it constantly. All right. This week, we are talking about lists, specifically bucket lists. We're talking about what we want to do before we die, before we go out in a blaze of glory. And Matt brought this up to me and said, we should come up with like 5 or 10 things and then we'll go back and forth because, you know, I think that would be a good way to have banter. And then I did that immediately after you asked me to do it. And then we started recording 10 minutes ago. And when did you finish your list?
I would say about 1 minute ago.
Okay, great. So this is going to be a very well-produced and well-thought-out podcast.
Yep.
Do you want to go first, or do you need more time
to
figure out your list?
Sure, no, I got some things. So I talked about a bucket list, and I thought what I would talk about would be a few things that are accurate and a few things that may or may not be me making stuff up to be funny, you know, or desperate to be funny in the podcast. But I'll start with one that I think is actually true. But it may not be one I'll ever cross off my list, but I've always wanted to streak like a major sporting event.
Yeah.
Not necessarily naked. Like that's not a requirement. Like,
so you don't want to streak?
No, but maybe like a morph suit, but basically jump on the field in the middle of play.
Okay.
And run around.
So you want to ruin an event for everyone else who's paid money to be there.
The problem for me ever achieving this is like the risk reward is so low.
Yes.
You can get violently attacked by police. You go to prison. You get a criminal record for about 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds. Usually with 10 seconds. Of not even fame. The cameras actually go off of you if you do it. But it looks hilarious. I want to try it.
Yeah. And did you see the girl that took the selfie when she ran on the field? That one was pretty good. And then there was another one where a guy, I think, was in a morph suit, got on the field, was able to outrun everyone, and then apparently had someone on the inside who opened the wall for him and he escaped.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to do that. Whenever I have decent seats at a sporting event, especially the CFL or something that's not particularly high quality or interesting, I want to just hop that fence and start running.
I'm not going to allow that kind of CFL bashing on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
CFL, in terms of leagues, it's CFL, MLS soccer. MLS, you have to say soccer afterwards. It's like pin number.
Yeah.
And then
ATM machine.
Yeah, exactly. I hate when you say that so much. I tell you every single time and you don't stop. Yeah.
So that's one. That was my top bucket list item. But when we talked about making a bucket list, that was the first thing that came to my mind. So
yeah, that I mean, definitely I can see the appeal in that. I don't know if I'd ever want to do it. I'd want, like, I guess building on that, I'd want to go on the field and be celebrated.
Yeah.
I'd want my presence to be part of the show, like go out and do like a ceremonial first pitch or something, and then do like a Rudy thing at the end where the whole team lifts me up and takes me off the field.
I saw this documentary once where a young boy broke his arm.
Oh,
and
took
the cast off. He could pitch at a major league level.
Is this the second time we've played off that movie as a documentary?
Is it Rookie of the Year?
I'm pretty sure I made a Rookie of the Year joke where I said that kid who broke his arm and made it onto the Cubs.
Oh, good. Well, we've already come full circle on the podcast.
All right. Well, I mean, this is it. This is the last episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Streaking. I didn't have that on my list, but now that you mention it, that seems like, assuming you know you're going to die. I mean, the inevitability of death is over all of us, but if it was a make-a-wish type thing where you knew there would be no repercussions, or the repercussions don't mean anything because you'll be gone the next day, just go for it.
Yeah.
Get in the World Series.
I don't understand how they can even charge people. Like, what crime are you really committing? You're running around. You're trespassing, I guess. But they are they even giving him like real charges, like mischief or something like that? But I mean, come on, seriously, it's not mischief. Actually, it literally is the definition of mischief.
Yeah, it is. They can't really give you like a charge for like horsing around. So yeah. I guess they give you a mischief charge. Okay. Well, that's your first one.
Yeah.
My second one, this literally has to be the last thing I do. This is the exclamation point at the end of my bucket list. And I have wanted to, for a while did a comic strip for when I was in university. I did a comic about this. A lot of people who know me personally probably already know what I'm talking about this, but this is the way I want my life to end. And this is how I want to go out. So I love Rocky IV. That is probably one of my favorite movies. It's so
great. Great documentary.
That's how the Soviet Union ended. Rocky IV. They sent over the Italian stallion over there, and he fought this, you know, soulless Russian boxing machine. But in that movie, Apollo Creed is essentially the human embodiment of hubris, where he thinks he's, well, I mean, I guess technically it was supposed to be an exhibition match, but he comes out to show how great America is. They've got James Brown singing Living in America. He's wearing the Uncle Sam hat. He's got the trunks on with the American flag on it, American flag gloves. He's dancing with like eagles in the background of fireworks, and then immediately gets into ring and gets bundled to death by this Soviet super machine that is Ivan Drago. And that is how I want to go out. But so I would be Apollo Creed in this scenario. I would be head to toe covered in American flags. Everyone will be cheering for me because I'm the national hero, and then get just destroyed. But there's a lot of things that have to happen after my death in order to make this worthwhile. So my best friend then has to go to this. First of all, the Soviet Union needs to come back to life.
Well, we're getting there.
Not unlike the Simpsons episode where they just turn over the little name tag and it says Soviet Union. And then my friend has to go to the Soviet Union, fight Ivan Drago, and win in my honor. But that all has to happen posthumously. That's the one.
Yeah.
So that is the end of my bucket list. If I could be 99 years old and just
be pummeled to death.
Pummeled to death by Ivan Drago.
All right.
I want it to be televised. I want my wife to be yelling to the ref to throw in the towel, and no one will do it. And that's how I want to go.
All right. So I like how it's a bucket list, and then you start off with how you want to die.
Well, I mean,
that's depressing.
The final portion of the bucket list? Because, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'd consider that a bucket list. It has to be the last item. I can't front load that, because when that's done, nothing else is getting done on that list. So that's number one. That I've put a lot of thought into that. I'm sure it will hurt like hell, but then I die a champion, sort of.
I don't know if that is ever the champion of it.
They rested the belt.
Yeah.
Over top of his dead body.
They did? No, you're joking. Oh, okay. Okay, so this is maybe a serious one, but not really serious. But I was going to put down drive a car or like a extremely fast car on like a track. You can do that. You can go get a Lamborghini and drive around a track.
Yeah.
I think the Autobahn would be more fun. And I think it doesn't have to even really be a fast car. Just the ability to step on the gas and see how fast a car can go.
Right.
I think it'd be pretty cool. It's not like a major bucket list thing, I realize. I'm not curing cancer.
So your dream is to drive a car.
Yeah, drive a car, yeah. I think going to the Autobahn would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
You rent something pretty sweet, like a Porsche or something, and then just floor it and try not to die.
Just get like a Bugatti or whatever,
yeah.
Bugatti Veyron. Do you watch Top Gear at all?
A little bit, not really.
Yeah, I love that show, and so many fast cars on that show.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I think
going into Top Gear, that's what the cars do.
Oh, that's
the name.
Yeah. Wow, see?
Yep. Yeah,
so that'd be one of the things on my list. As you can tell, this list was created a few minutes ago.
So yeah, I mean, the holes are already starting to show.
All right, well,
Okay, well, I guess I'll move on to my well thought out list here. Number two, sort of related to what you are talking about, but I think a little cooler. I want to drive my car or a car either over a cliff
or like a ramp or something.
Why are all yours about dying?
No, I don't want a
bucket list.
I don't want to die in this.
It's Joe's ways to die.
Yeah, whatever. Like, when I hit the jump, then the car fills with some putty or something that keeps me from being hurt. But, like, be able to, you know, when you're going down the highway and you see the trucks that have the ramps to put all the cars on. Like, I want to ramp over one of those things so badly. And I know recently someone did, and they were,
I don't know if they died. Yeah.
If they did, forgive me for being, I don't know. For bringing it up. I have wanted to ramp something so bad since I started to drive. Just anytime I see something that has a bit of an incline to it, it's like, I want to take my car over that. I want to just go for it. The bigger, the better. But obviously it has to be assured that I do not go out that way, because I need the first item on my bucket list to happen. Maybe I do it into...
I got an idea here.
Into the stadium.
What if it's a convertible?
Right.
And you're wearing a parachute.
Yeah.
You go over the cliff, pull the ripcord, and you float into a stadium and then fight Ivan Drago that beats you to death.
I think... All right.
The parachute's a big American flag.
So I've just combined one and two into one. And it's just... It's a series of events that will need to take place.
Yeah, the first step towards achieving a goal is saying realistic goals. And I think that you're really doing that successfully.
Yeah, I want to be given a car that I do not have to pay for. I want to destroy it by driving off of something that will destroy the car, and then parachute into a stadium full of adoring fans in my American flag garb. And then be pummeled to death.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So should I do a serious one or a less than serious one? I'll do a serious one. So I think what will be kind of fun, only because of my interest in the sport, will be to fight like a mixed martial arts fight. Do one UFC fight.
I feel bad that
I know nothing about MMA.
Because... No, I don't feel bad about it.
No, but I know how bad you want to talk about it on this podcast. You talk to me regularly about MMA, and it's like talking to a brick wall. Let's say you're giving me names of people. I know there was one time a guy with a big beard, Kimbo Slice, that guy.
He's fighting again. I think,
is he?
Yeah, but we'll have to get to MMA discussion.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
And then George St. Pierre is from Quebec.
I won't shoehorn you into that kind of discussion, but I will talk about this briefly in the sense that I know I've watched amateur. Amadro fights. Yep. I know how terrible they are. You see guys who think they're tough and get knocked unconscious really badly.
Yeah.
And I know that I have absolutely none of the skills required to fight one of these fights.
Yes.
But I just think of all the professional sports, I've, you know, been a little kid, imagine being the quarterback in a Super Bowl or Joe Carter-ing a home run in the World Series.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, I think the most exciting or what I would want to do most would be to fight a mixed martial arts fight. And I think, to be honest with you, before I die, I will actually do this one, because there's organizations that actually help people do this. They call it from the cubicle to the cage and stuff like
really?
That. Really? I will, because you're fighting some other schlub who doesn't know anything. So the likelihood of getting kicked in the face and knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I would like to try, probably before I'm 40, I would think, just so I'm not too old. But yeah, that's one thing on my bucket list.
Older you are, the funnier it will be.
That's true.
Like, I want you to have an oxygen tank or something.
Yep.
And just putting... Is the Boston Crab part of the MMA? Or is that just wrestling?
But speaking of wrestling, do you remember when WCW and WWF were still at odds?
I do.
And then they had that whole WrestleMania where they made like an old version of Hulk Hogan who had in WWF, and Vince McMahon was making fun of them, and he had like an oxygen tank and he was fighting an old version of Ric Flair. They were like elderly men just to mock...
I don't remember that.
Well,
we're gonna kill me.
Yeah, we're gonna foreshadow a future podcast about wrestling, and we'll bring this up. We'll get through some homework. We'll bring this up.
Yes.
I'll show you this. Yeah, but it's pretty awesome. But anyway, that's my. I wouldn't say a real serious goal, but a peripheral goal that I think I want to start working towards now that my whole rest of my life is completely established and organized. I can start training to fight human beings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have the physique of a cage fighter already.
Yep.
So you're halfway there. Did you see recently The Onion came out with it was like a video article. It's like the average man is 4,000% less
tough than, or will do less, do worse in a fight than he thinks he will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really butchered that because it was a very funny headline.
For our avid listeners, I would like to point out, I'm in no way saying that I'm either tough or that I would win this fight. I just want to go through it and say I did it. I will probably get the ever-loving stuff beat out of me. Yeah, I have no illusions about that.
I was about to make a Game of Thrones joke, but I feel like it happened too recently, so that would be a spoiler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this.
You're saying I might get my face punched in.
Yes.
It's not a spoiler. Someone
got a face punch.
Yep.
Somewhere in history. It might not even be Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is history, too.
It is. War of the Roses. Yep. We've talked about this, and we will never talk about it again. Okay.
So that's one of my serious ones.
You want to fight a dude. I want to fight a dude.
To be clear, I don't think I ever really established it was a dude, but yeah, that's fine.
So you want to fight a lady?
Just kidding.
All right. That's even worse, I think.
Andy Kaufman did that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would take on any... He said that he could beat any woman in the ring and would just have, you know, people volunteer to try and fight him. And I think he won most of the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was all just a big stunt.
Yeah.
He's still alive, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. As long as we both know that that's the case. Okay. So this one is slightly less stupid as the first two. But this is something that still kind of, like, I think about quite a bit. I have a lot of dreams where this happens. This is sounding really creepy, but it's not. I finally become a man. No.
When I was to breathe really heavy and sweat, I don't know what's
oh, it's really warm in here. When I was in high school, I was in a band, and I was the singer in the band. And we were terrible. Like, I'm making no bones about it. There are no bones to be had here. We were awful, but it was so much fun just getting up there, getting on stage and seeing, like, we did it at high school assembly. So the high school was there. So a couple hundred students and staff, but it was just like, it was such a rush, and it was always so nerve wracking beforehand, and all the prep to get ready for the thing was awful. But it's just like that moment when you're on stage is, you know, even at such a minuscule level, is so awesome. Like, it was just, I loved it. And I, at some point, I'd like to be able to do something like that again. Like, this is making me sound like old and like I'm nostalgic about years gone by and, oh, the halcyon days of high school. But it's, I don't know, it was a lot of fun. And that's something that I don't want it to be like that was just the only time in my life when I did that, as my voice cracks as I say.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Well, that's the point of a bucket list. That's the whole point of it, right?
Yeah. So I think we could roll this all into my first one. So take the car off the cliff, parachute into the stadium. I sing Living in America with James Brown's backup band. They put the cape over top of me. Then I, you know, do the flexing and posing and jumping in the air, and then I'm pummeled to death.
Yep.
So we can lump 1, 2, and 3 here together.
Yep.
So that's
three.
That's definitely.
There's a lot of violence in all of ours so far.
Well,
like, I guess yours always ends with getting pummeled to death. So yeah, that's kind of.
Yeah, and we're the toughest guys around.
Yeah, that's true.
Number one and number two, and it goes back and forth between the two of us regularly.
Just doing squats right now while we're podcasting.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm picking up everything in front of me in the room, and I have. Sort of like a steady cam attached to my shoulders with the microphone in front of me. So I have full range of movement, and I'm just picking up everything.
Yep.
Desks, photocopiers.
Yep.
Other people. There's like hundreds of people in this room as well.
Generally, the toughest guys around are the guys that hang out together Friday evenings to record podcasts.
People don't know this is Friday.
Oh, well.
You blew it.
You know.
You blew it. They big blew time.
Okay, so a serious one or I'll do another serious one. So I think this kind of two in one, but I'll call it
a twofer.
A twofer, yeah. So everyone wants to go to Europe. They want to see all the attractions and things like that, like all the historical. So I want to do that, obviously. It's a bucket list to visit Europe. What are the weird things? I want to take that really cheesy Leaning Tower of Pisa, but I'm holding it up to photo. I want to do that photo for some reason. That's the big thing of my mind. When I picture Europe, I picture doing that. But I think what would be cool would be to take a ship to Europe rather than fly.
Yeah.
I always want to be in the ocean in such a way that you can't see any land around you and be so far out there. Because you see all these movies where you see the oceans, how big it is, and stuff like that. So it would be kind of cool to do that. I'm assuming they still have ships that do that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like cruises and stuff. So I think that would be a fun way to get there. Probably really expensive and long way to get there, but I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would take a week for you to get across the ocean. I mean, ships are much faster
now than they were.
Yeah. Well, more guys are shoveling coal, so that helps, I think.
This is true, yeah. All the child slaves in the
steerage room. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that'd be a cool thing. It may not necessarily be the trip to Europe, just to be in the ocean that large. So you can just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a cool experience.
Do you need the ship, or can you just be marooned?
Yeah.
Just dropped in the middle of the ocean and...
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, right? I'm going somewhere, the plane crashes, it's just me circling in the ocean in a raft.
You and a volleyball. You'll name it Wilson.
Yep. This is a completely original idea.
Yep. I'll call it Away We Have Been Cast. Starring Machank. Okay. Well, number four on my list, unless we are counting one and three as one, then we're not number two. This is sort of a continuation of something that I've been doing most of my life, and I'm trying to keep track of. And what I would like to do, and what I have already made a pretty sizable dent into, is go to the washroom in every single province and state in North America.
Yeah.
So I've got, I mean, obviously as a result, I am traveling to all these places, but just to have made my mark in every corner of the country.
Now, what about if you're on a plane flying over a state? Does that count?
I count stuff done in the air as just a tally in the air. So in the air anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So that's, I've got my stratosphere turds.
Do you count these for real?
I don't count numbers, but I know where I have been, and I make sure, like, we used to do trips down to Florida, and that was sort of a joke. It's like I've used the washroom in every state down the eastern seaboard.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, I'll just keep that count going. So I've made a pretty sizable dent into this list. And I'm gonna
finish it. It's kind of weirded me out because we went to out east a few years ago to Halifax.
Yeah.
And you insisted on driving, whereas I flew with my girlfriend and you drove. Was that just so you could add to your kill count of poo stops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100%.
That makes sense.
New Brunswick and Nova Scotia were not on my list. Like, I couldn't have done New Brunswick if I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
I was hoping we would stop in PEI, but we didn't. They've got a bridge there now. I could have just driven up there, but we
were running out of time.
You just mail some poo there if you want.
I'm not involving the Postal Service with this. Not the band nor the group.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's... people have, you know, maps with little pushpins in them.
Yep.
And I've just got a bunch of yellow yellow and brown pushpins, and that's... I'm going to do it.
Sweet. Okay. Yep. As you said, your sights high.
So that's number... Yeah, I mean... This is a very fecally minded and violence minded.
Yeah. Well, that's where our minds are. That's fine. I'm comfortable
podcast.
With that.
Yeah.
So I think I'll do two again, but they're not really related in any way. Okay. One is that's sort of a joke, but not really a joke. I would love to have an ab, like an ab. You know that men have abs?
Just one ab?
Well, I guess they're somewhere. So yeah. I can just see one.
Yeah.
I figured you probably can see two if you can see one. Like, maybe six would be, it's kind of, come on, I'm not like a rock star or something, but
yeah.
Just to have one, be like, look, guys, I did it.
Yeah. So would you not consider what you have right now an ab? If they just all meld into one another.
No, I don't think that counts. I think you have to, like, see.
It's a keg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're making it like the six pack. No, I got a 2-4 joke, but yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, no, I think having, like, a couple of abs, I feel like my life would just be easier. So,
yeah.
I could wash my laundry. I don't know. Great
cheese.
That's it.
You could just get a washing machine.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but anyway, I always wanted that. Never happened. Probably,
yeah.
It's not realistic.
No, I mean, we're entering the twilight years of our life.
We're not getting abs.
At this point, you getting pulled to death by a fictional character is as realistic as me getting some abs.
I think so.
That's up there. And then maybe a really serious one, less of a joke. I think it'd be fun to write a book. I want to write a book.
Yeah.
I've started projects in the past. They've kind of fallen apart. Mm-hmm. And now I'm airing this into the universe. So this is either going to relieve my need to do it, or it's going to give me some kind of responsibility to do it. But I've worked on a few projects. There's one I'm kind of slowly working on. I think that would be a cool thing to say I did someday.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we're already in double digits for the number of subscribers for this podcast. So we're well on our way to stardom.
Yep.
So the fans will be clamoring for a book from you sometime soon. You can do an autobiography, or you can do a biography of me. And that's what probably everyone's going to want to read. Yeah.
Well, once you get pulled to death by Drago, then...
My friend Joe and how he was left as a pool of teeth and blood on...
In a boxing ring.
So I think once you get famous, though, it's funny how politicians and everyone, they all release books pretty much annually because they don't write a single word of it.
Oh, yeah. It's all... 100%.
So I think this is even not even one of those things where I even care if anyone ever really reads it. Or even tell you when I even did it, although I'm telling everyone who knows us, who listens to this. But just to say I got through that project, and it's not because I was earning a degree or because I was doing something else. I actually just did it.
What if we hired a stenographer to listen to all of our podcasts, transcribe them, and then publish that? Would this accomplish your goal? We can do that.
But that's we do not have the resources to hire a stenographer.
I mean, it doesn't have to be in North America.
That's true, yeah.
I'm sure you could find someone online who would do it for, like, a penny an hour.
Yeah, I guess. But then, I feel like you might be not taking my bucket list very seriously at the moment.
Well, I'm sorry. No, yes. I would love nothing more than to read the next great novel.
Thank you.
Matthew Mello.
Thank you very much.
Mello. I gotta put a beep there.
Oh, I don't care. So that's probably the last serious one I have is that, and it's not really that serious. It's just, that's one thing I think is again achievable, but it's like a lot of work, just like getting pumped. Maybe I could write a novel about training and fighting in a cage, and then I could do the two things at once.
Or building the cage.
There you go.
And then you go in and fight in it.
There you go.
You could be a blacksmith apprentice, write about your experiences, and then go and pummel a man.
I could just be Noah of the cage. Build a cage with my bare hands, and then fight pairs of animals two by two as they enter the cage.
Yeah. I think... I don't know where I'm going with this. I was trying to talk about Noah, but I have no clue where I was going with that, so...
Well, yesterday I was talking to my partner about our house selling, and I said, at this stage, I'd be willing to lock myself in a cage with a full-grown bear for about 10 minutes. I'd be willing to get it just to get this deal done.
Yeah. Did you ever see... What was the basketball movie that Will Ferrell did?
Semi-Pro?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And they have the bear fight and then the bear gets out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny movie. I like that one. All right. Number five. This is the final one that I have on my list. And this one is probably the most important. I didn't realize you would be taking these seriously. I thought we were trying
to... Oh, that's fine.
So, but this is 100% serious, this one.
I think your music one was serious. You just made it a joke. But I think I said to you tomorrow, Joe, let's start a band, you would be all over that.
Yeah.
See, that's a serious one. If I said to you, Joe, I have Ivan Drago in the back, and he's putting on his shorts.
Well, that means you gotta tell him, hey, wait until I'm decrepit. Then we'll fight. As long as I'm still able to raise my hands above my head triumphantly and do sort of a little dance to the musical stylings of James Brown, then we can fight. I got a while to go here, I think.
Yeah, well,
I got at least 5 more years left.
What if you made a deal with your family doctor that when you get a terminal illness, the way they tell you is that Ivan Drago just shows up at your house because it's time.
It would be an honor to be, even if it wasn't Ivan Drago, even if it was Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Ivan Drago is not real, but Dolph Lundgren is.
He's real.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude is scary. He's actually been a military dude and killed a bunch of people. And he's super smart. He's got a bunch of degrees.
Mm.
He'll kill you with his mind, his intellect,
and his pecs.
Keen wit, and also with a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, number five. Last item on my bucket list. I want to be declared the coolest man alive by the United Nations.
Okay.
An official designation from... I don't even know who the head
guy.
It was Kofi Annan.
It was Kofi. That's the last one.
Asian guy now. I forget. I can't remember his name.
Something something son.
Yeah, I don't want to be anyway racist. I didn't mean that anyway kind of racial. I just don't remember the guy's name. But yeah, I was picturing him.
Don't
want
to be racist when you say the Asian guy.
I didn't say the Asian guy. I said an Asian guy.
Oh, okay.
That it was a Caucasian guy would have said, it's that Caucasian guy we heard about.
From the Caucasus Mountains?
Yes. Yeah.
In Russia?
Bunkino. I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
Talk about the next thing.
All right. But yes, 100% need to be declared coolest man alive by the United Nations. General Assembly, doesn't matter. It could be Security Council. I don't care. As long as it's not vetoed, it just needs to be an official declaration by the United Nations that I'm the coolest man alive.
So I brought up the General Assembly of the United Nations leadership, and I don't know what the heck this even is. I'm on the wrong page, but yeah. Coolest man alive, I don't know. I think that's, we all know the United Nations doesn't actually mean anything, right? So, I mean, it's probably achievable.
All right, well, then not the United Nations. Whatever the secret cabal is that controls the world government.
There you go, yeah. If Angelina Jolie is somehow a relevant figure in the United Nations, then I feel like you might have a shot.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, in terms of star meter, it's Angelina Jolie, then me, and then Brad Pitt. I'm right
in the sweet spot.
Between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Yep.
That's a sweet spot that I wouldn't mind being in, I don't think. I'm comfortable saying that.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting human being. No, well.
Yeah, so that's my list. So, to recap, Pummeled to Death by Ivan Draco. I want to ramp off of something at some point in my life. I want to perform on stage again, but not like karaoke. Like, that doesn't count. I do that all the time anyways. But, like, actually, men with instruments, or women, people with instruments, and perform. Go to the toilet in all the provinces and states, and then be declared the coolest man alive by the United Nations.
Yep.
So I think that's a pretty achievable list.
Yep. You will die fully fulfilled knowing you've achieved all of those things.
Yes.
And my list was to streak a professional sport of some kind, compete in a mixed martial arts fight, or maybe just to take part in one. I wouldn't say it's going to be that competitive, but right. Take an ocean liner of some sort to Europe. Mm-hmm. take a Leaning Tower piece of photo while there. That's an important part of this.
Yeah.
And then grow an ab at some point.
Grow an ab in a lab.
And then write a book. Those are my list.
It's great.
All right.
We have very different lists, but there's a lot of common ground there.
Yeah.
Mostly fighting men.
Yeah.
So this has been another episode of Unnecessary Side Project. I think we broke a lot of ground here.
Yep.
And we'll see you in a week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your patronage. We will see you next week.